Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Fraser is here. Bill is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Giant Leap Consulting. He's a leadership expert. He teaches people all over the world how to be better leaders, how to not only be leaders, but how to train others to be leaders. He does it well. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Courage Goes to War, The Leadership Killer, which he wrote with a Navy SEAL, Leaders Open Doors. You're starting to see the picture, and he's been our good friend for a long time. Bill Treasurer, welcome back.
14 years. Holy smokes. That's a long time, Jim.
I know. Hey, Bill, it's great to have you here. Thank you for putting up with us all this time. I was telling the audience before you got here about why it's important to focus on professionalism, to sort of put that on as a cloak that you're proud of, that you it's not only a cloak, it's a platform, it's a foundation under you. It's multifaceted, and it is one of those things that really needs to be taught. You can develop your own professionalism, but it's better if you've got mentors, if you've got people on whose shoulders you can stand to help you understand what the parameters are, what the rules are, what the elements of it, what the behavior, the traits of professionalism are. It's important to do that, isn't it?
It's really important. You know, you're saying that brings up for me when I first became a manager at Accenture, the first time that I was, you know, made into manager. I moved from not even in a leadership role. I was a consultant, and then they gave me my own team. And the first thing that my boss did is he took me down to, I hadn't even heard the word before, Jim, haberdasher. I went to his haberdasher with him. And he introduced me to the guy, and he was showing me what Super 120 fabric is, and what colors would, you know, go better with my hair and such. And I had never had that sort of, and he basically taught me how to dress better, right? And that was something that I've carried with me ever since. I've taken an interest in, am I showing up in a professional way? Because my clients deserve it, and the people that I work with deserve it, too.
This week, a young man did some work for me, a high school boy, and when he showed up, I shook his hand, and it was kind of a wimpy handshake.
Yeah.
And I said, son, I said, are you planning on doing yard work the rest of your life? He said, no. I said, what do you want to do? You want to be a banker? You want to be a leader, executive, whatever? He says, yeah. I said, well, let me show you how to shake hands. And that's what I did.
There you go.
I felt like I got him started on his first lesson of professionalism. And so, you know, he smiled real big. I mean, I think my point I was making, Bill, is our generation, those of us who've been around, been to town a couple of times, and who've already made our mistakes. You know, I tell people I'm still making payments on some of my mistakes. Those of us who've been around, we've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's our job to withstand maybe even a little bit of attitude from the young people to help them understand that professionalism is a real behavior that's powerful, that you can benefit from. What do you think?
Oh, so, you know, professionalism is going to separate sort of an average career that plateaus from those that really excel. I think of, in the workplace, I kind of think of three different categories of people. First, you have your go-getters, mm-hmm. and those are people that give you, you know, percentages more than everybody else. Then you've got your coasters, the people who, you know, sort of punch in, punch out, they role play.
Never get fired either.
They'll never get fired, and they'll do their job. And they sort of coast, but we all know that you coast only one way, and that's slowly downhill. Mm-hmm. And then you've got your fakers. You could also call them your slackers. And those ones who will skate by and do just the minimum amount of work and try not to be found out. And they can actually do a lot of damage, and they can hide out for a long time because they're such good at manipulating and faking people. And, you know, so any workforce needs to sort of figure out how many go-getters do we have, how many coasters, and how many fakers, and get rid of the fakers. You know, you might be able to bring a coaster up to a go-getter, but you'll never bring a faker up to a coaster.
That's for sure. And one of the best things that anybody could say about you, when someone says, what do you think about this guy or this lady, they say, well, she's a real professional. I would take that. If that's all they ever said about me, I'd be happy with that. You got 7 ways to improve professionalism you've been working on. Give us the first one.
Yeah, we have a whole workshop on professionalism. The first thing is, it starts with character. It starts with your own integrity and your value system and principles. Are you a good person? You know, Ben Franklin once was going across the ocean, and he decided he was going to live a virtuous life, and so he wrote down 13 virtues that he was going to, each week he'd have a different virtue to live by, and ultimately he had to ditch one of them, and that was humility, because he realized it was too hard for
him. That's a hard one.
But he said that by identifying the virtues, he never got to the perfection he was trying to get to, but that just in the pursuit of them, it made him a better person. And we can all do that, too. Identify what our values are, the principles that we want to uphold, and start with your own character. The second one is
I want to stop you for a second, because I cannot let that word go without quoting a smart person. And I don't know who said it, but it's been said to me many times in my life. Adversity doesn't create character. It reveals it. So when you're up against it, what is revealed? What do you reveal when you're up against it? Do you reveal character, or do you reveal a lack of character? And the best way to be able to have character be revealed is to know what your true values are, the things beyond which you won't go. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so Dante's Inferno, the great spiritual piece of literature, there's a group of people outside of the gates of hell, and they're marching behind a flag. These are the people that hell didn't want and heaven wouldn't have. They're the shades of people, the uncommitted. And you know what's on the flag? Nothing, because they never stood for anything in life.
They don't stand for anything.
And we don't want to be that person.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some other C's. They all start with C's that are his ways of improving your professionalism by our good friend Bill Treasurer. Bill, I need your website quickly, please.
CourageBuilding.com.
CourageBuilding.com. So check it out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
You have to go on and do it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.